This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Poland is in the wrap again. A Catholic archbishop in Poland has claimed that a rainbow plague is afflicting the country after a rise in anti-LGBT sentiment. So the archbishop of Krakow made the claim during a sermon at St. Mary Basilica. He said, "Our land is no longer affected by the red plague, which does not mean that there is no new one that wants to control our soul, heart and mind. Not Marxist, Bolshevik, but born of the same spirit, neo-Marxist, not red, but rainbow."
Oh, I don't think a rainbow plague sounds too bad.
First. Does this come after or before the locusts?
Is it any surprise that one of the heads of the Catholic Church has made a statement like this, really? Particularly in Poland, Catholic country.
But as you said, the Catholic Church in Poland has strong ties to the ruling Nationalist Law and Justice Party. It's been accused of...
probably the bigger issue, isn't it?
Yeah, stoking the backlash against LGBT.
Yeah, Poland really is now the front line, isn't it?
The context of this actually is that there's been a whole lot of anti-gay violence. In fact, it was last week that we covered the stickering around the city.
Yep.
Stickers being put up saying,
which now there's been a court. Another story I almost included in tonight was that there's been a court announcement against those, trying to ban those stickers. So it's Poland's really like to and froing over this.
Gone to extremes. Oh, yeah.
It's a real culture war in Poland over this, because there's also was a very much a pro-LGBTI rights demonstration in Warsaw in support of their brethren. Interesting. Now, India. Good news in India. Indian school children are learning about same-sex couples in a new textbook. And this is a textbook designed for roughly 16-year-olds, what they call Class 11, in the western state of Maharashtra. And it's looking at a whole range of things, which is sort of coming on the back of the removal of Section 377, which, of course, we covered last year. And quoting the curriculum committee chairperson, Vaishali Diwakar, who said, "We just wanted to say that this is a reality out there and students should know, and they shouldn't be living in some mythical world where they think that such relationships are fictional or something like that." So really breaking away from conventional Indian teachings about family types is what she also mentions. So breaking away from this idea of nuclear families. Now, India has a lot of this sort of, very stereotypical imagery. So, this is really...
I think that's the key thing. It's not just about presenting queer couples. It's saying there are single parents.
Yeah.
There are men and women who aren't in a marriage, but they're, living together and getting on. There are gay and lesbian couples. So it's really just saying, look, this is the world around you. I guess at that age too, you're starting to really formulate your own view of the world. You've come out of this period where teachers and parents have really formed a lot of what your views are, and you're now starting to become an adult.
I think these are good news stories coming out of India. We've seen other stories around HIV, and it's clearly linked to the Supreme Court decision last year. You do wonder, though, when the backlash will come, and if perhaps the more conservative elements have not really been prepared, that there was going to be a whole bunch of things that would happen that would be more progressive.
Well, it didn't really play a part in the recent election. It really wasn't on the radar.
It's kind of disappeared as an issue.
Narendra Modi would have been, you'd think, the perfect person to kind of, but he's kept quite silent on this issue, which is probably a good thing.
Here's something else that you don't often hear good news out of Palestine.
Yes.
So a story I found, there's been a demonstration, the very first queer demonstration in Palestine. About 200 demonstrators turned out to protest violence, which has been targeting the LGBTI community. Three groups sort of got together and drove this. There's a sexual and gender identity group. There's a feminist group and a legal centre that sort of, you know, encourage people to come out, wave pride flags, say that they're against violence, and really say, it's one of the signs, silence kills, it's time we raise our voices, which for this area of the world, I think it's
as you say,
fantastic.
One of the first, and apparently one of the first that was widely just distributed in Arabic press, apparently, which is also a relatively new thing.
You also sort of get that it's that quite often when LGBT rights are starting up, there are alliances built with other minorities. So you're sort of getting women's groups and you know, through the legal center, I'm sure there are other minorities involved. So really exciting, good
and
news.
In Israel as well, on Sunday, around 2,000 protesters marching in South Tel Aviv against transphobia, just 1 year to mark a year after the killing of a trans teenager.
It is World Wide Wave, and we do cover sometimes Australia, because Australia is part of the world, I guess. There is a story that's been in Star Observer particularly, I think Pink News have also picked it up, about Qantas and the fact that Qantas is the airline of choice, I believe, when you are deporting refugees back to their home country or to an alternative country.
So it's not the airline of choice for the refugees, but for the government.
For the government. It's the government provider of those services. There's been a campaign for some time. It's got some more coverage recently, and the Australian Centre for Corporate Responsibility has an open letter out. When you look a bit deeper behind this story, it's great that there's been a couple of people like Dennis Altman coming out there and saying that this needs to change.
Tom Ballard.
And Tom Ballard, those people. But some of those, that letter was written some time ago. And there was also an attempt at the AGM last year to get this up as a vote, and it was voted in really down by something like 80% of shareholders. So I've got a recommendation for you. You know, it's been a shocking day on the stock market today. Something like 3 or 5% shares have been down the last couple of days. A great time possibly to buy Qantas shares and vote at the AGM on an issue like this and make a difference. That's my little tip.
We're not giving financial advice here, but yeah.
Yeah, if you want to make a difference, I mean, we're talking about this at the beginning of the show with that feedback, because, you know, how do we get involved? How do we make a difference? Well, you need to have shares in the game, or you need to have someone to listen to you to make a difference.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.